I gostaria de chamar o Dr. Chachu para entender a direção da conversa dessa. Desde o final do live, o chão pode estar muito complicado. So, the other part is that in advance of our minister's committee which the education department are therefore having discussion on that. Also members, I would like to request any nominations of the acting chairperson to serve on the project of the chairperson today.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Philippe Nsirikara. I nominate the chairperson of the day today to be a candidate with a week of the committee.
Do you have any member of the second nomination?
Thank you, I use the name of Kumaru.
Okay, members, my name is Clifford Apple, I'm the acting CFO.
Good morning, Chair, members. My name is John Bandrew Clear, Head of Office in the Office of the Division Minister at Social Development.
Good morning, Chair, and members. My name is Mary Pandarong, from the Office of Position, Department of Social Development.
Honorable Chair and honorable members, my name is Sylvain McBride, Decision Chief of the Good morning, my name is Sylvain McBride, Decision Chief of the Good
morning, I'm Corinne Marie, Vice President.
Good morning, my name is Tien Wu, I'm from Qatar.
Good morning, my name is Christopher Morauti. I'm from Monitoring Evaluation in the Department of Social Development.
Good morning, my name is Jacqueline,
and I'm the Director of the Commons. Good morning, my name is Kemba Kumbula. I'm from Parliamentary Communication.
Good morning, members. My name is Jacqueline.
that's about 2.8 million in the second quarter, provided almost 2.9 million. So it means by end of second quarter here, Shepherd and member, we are almost towards meeting the annual target. So this house is covered. The overtime class, we have supervised 393, but we have, as we can see here, we have overachieved it by the end of the first quarter. We have provided 347 by end of the second quarter, we provided 408. Moving to PSC, we expected to provide 11.4 million by end of the financial year, but by the end of the second quarter, we have provided almost over a million of the charter of grant. On care dependency grant, we expected to provide 135,347, and I think we have shared because we have now almost on 117, and we are only on the second quarter. I'm sure by end of the fourth quarter, we will have merged our annual. On the foster care grant, we had targeted to provide social grant to 515,989 foster care children, and by end of the second quarter, we had achieved more than what we had targeted annually, and we are now providing 557,080 foster care grant beneficiaries. And in the second quarter as well, I think we've achieved even more than the first quarter, the more than the annual target. On granting aid, we have targeted 71,000, and as you can see here, members and chaplaincy, by end of the first quarter, we have provided 56,000, and by end of the second quarter, we have provided just over 75,000, which is far more than what we have targeted for the current financial year. Moving into program three, chair and members, we have targeted to produce two overtime reports on adherence to the normal standards for the social assistance program. And this, unfortunately, the first quarter this was not applicable. This case was not to be achieved in the first quarter, but on the second quarter. And in the second quarter, we have been able to produce one overtime report. And the report on this is on the Northern Cape province of the Western Cape, as well as the Northwest, have been produced as well. Moving on the same program, program three, on social services and social administration, we have targeted to complete a discussion paper on the liberalization of the other practice class. And this has been completed by end of the first quarter, the draft discussion paper has been completed, and by now, by end of the second quarter, it means end of December, we've already had a discussion paper completed. In regards to the another third target here was to adjudicate 50% of appeals within the 90 days of date, and by end of the first quarter, we have achieved about 47% of these that we were able to adjudicate within 50 days. We're able to adjudicate 50% of those appeals that have been received within 90 days, and by end of the second quarter, we were able to adjudicate almost 48.5%, which is close to 50% actually. But of course, the West Ham challenge is with us to the coordination between SASA and TSD in terms of us receiving the files. So those are some of the areas that we're sure. Also, in terms of the FMT, the Institute for Social Security, we have targeted to approve the project framework for social security inspection, and the project management unit has been established here, Chair and the honorable member, and the draft legislation by end of the second quarter has been completed. Now moving to children, which is program four, we have targeted to develop an ECB policy, and this was not applicable on the third quarter, but the second quarter. And here, the service provider was appointed by end of July, and which has been better than we anticipated. And a special reporting from the development of the ECT policy has been completed. Also, the ECT policy, beyond just the policy itself, we wanted to develop a comprehensive package of ECT services, and this work is underway. And the inspection report by end of the second quarter has been completed. That will inform the development, not only of the policy, but through the policy that will begin to unpack the comprehensive package for early child development services. We also, relating to early child development, wanted to build HR capacity within the ECD sector. By end of the first quarter, the meeting with the provinces was been held, and by end of the second quarter, we are awaiting the approval by the respective head of development of head of department from the provinces for them to provide us with an ECD HR capacity there. Also on children, we are going to increase the number of children in terms of the adoption by 10%. And this is what achieved as a chief partner. We are targeted to do 10 adoptions, and as chief partner, as you are reporting here, you, as you can see, Chair and other members, by the end of first quarter, consolidatory adoptions were done, and we are able to disaggregate in terms of the national as well as the inter-country. And the last adoptions, as you can see, are mainly in the national adoptions for both quarters. And by the end of the second quarter, it's 202 adoptions have been completed. So all in all, it's about 485 adoptions that we have under the head of 785 individuals under review. We also targeted to do screening of 30,000 employees against the Child Protection Register party. And for each quarter, we are targeted to do 10,000. And as we can see here, Chair and other members, we have overachieved 10,792 and 10,949 were done in the two quarters respectively. Also, on the World Services, where the unsubstance abuse program, our last annual target was to monitor the implementation of the National Anti-Substance Abuse Program, as seen by nine national departments, and the monitoring has been conducted by end of the fourth quarter, and by end of the second quarter, the data has been collated, analyzed, and consolidated from the national department and the clear support, provided the technical support to the IMC. We have also targeted under substance abuse to capacitate council and stakeholders, and this has been concluded by end of the second quarter, almost 350 stakeholders have been trained. In the Gauteng province, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, City of North West, and the Western Cape. Given the other substance abuse, we have targeted to provide capacity to 90 service providers on implementation of the social mobilization strategy, and this has been conducted. 79 by end of the second quarter, 79 stakeholders were capacitated in the Gauteng, Kusiyat, as well as the Eastern Cape. And in terms of how they can implement the social mobilization strategy. Moving forward on the anti-substance abuse, we wanted to review and monitor the implementation of the initial crime assessment 2018-2017 by end of the financial year, and this initial crime assessment was approved by cabinet by end of the first quarter. And also, by second quarter, we wanted to provide support and monitor the information and data in that. And also, building has been conducted in Northwest, Gauteng, Limpopo, Eastern Cape, as well as KZN. And the monitor was delayed by the late approval of initial draft mandate by cabinet. They're all once we are on contract. On the district empowerment, Chair and honorable members, we expect another package for us to draft the bill on victim empowerment support services. And the bill is in place, was in place by the end of the first quarter, and on the second quarter there was a draft consultation on the bill. This was held with Chief Director of the Electoral Services for the draft bill. On victims empowerment as well, we wanted to provide provision of immediate and integrated collaborative service intervention on gender-based violence incidents for 24 hours, 7 days a week. We wanted to establish an integrated collaborative task team, and this was completed and the project plan was developed. And the implementation of the project plan had commenced in the second quarter and the training has been done for the new qualified social workers and social work veterans as part of the project plan. On victim empowerment, we also wanted to develop an intersectoral strategy for the victim empowerment program. And by the first quarter, the intersectoral team appointed comprising of the following departments, the SATL, Justice, NTA, Correctional Services, Health. In addition to these bilateral meetings were held between the service providers in terms of DSD and the Cluster Department, and the bilateral sessions were held with the DCS, Justice, NTA, CTS, as well as Health. This was done in June, July. And the draft strategy and operating model has been developed by the end of the second quarter. On the victim empowerment, we also wanted to develop an MAE system, and the MAE system has been developed by the second quarter, and this was not applicable in the first quarter. Now moving from services to other countries, the, one of the key priorities of the minister, we wanted to conduct an assessment of 90 community-based care services. We wanted to do 10 to province by the end of the financial year to try to look into issues of compliance, especially with regard to non-standards. And by, we again wanted on the first quarter to assess 80 of this in the 90 that the total was targeted for annual. And instead, we did 43, which is above our target, and by the end of the second quarter, we had done 6, 2 in Christian and 4 in KZN. So I'm sure that we are on track, and I'm sure that by the end of the second quarter, we have passed even the 45 in Christian around 4 quarters. The also service to other persons, we wanted to assess something in 8 residential care facilities, check the province for compliance with regard to Northern Canada. Currently, we have, in the 2 quarters, we have done the assessment in about 84 residential households, 43 during the third quarter and 41 during the second quarter. And these were done mainly in the Eastern Cape as well as the Free Cape, but in the second quarter as well, 39 were conducted in Southern Cape. On the non-profit organization, we wanted to process 90% of enrolled registration applications within 2 months of the speech. And this has begun and overshoot as in the first quarter, as you can see here in honorable members. By the end of the first quarter, we were able to do this 91% achievement. And during the second quarter, it was 97% applications were processed within 2 months of the speech of the application. And one also related to the non-profit organization, we wanted to process 70% of all submitted annual reports within 2 months of research, and this has been overachieved as in the first quarter. 91.4% of your reports were processed within the 2 months, and 95.6% in the second quarter we were able to process a report within the 2 months of research. This is both far beyond up or above 70% as our targets. From NPOs, we had set to train 2,400 NPOs on government and compliance with the NPO Act. And in both instances, we have overachieved at the first quarter, 2,027, and 2,063 NPOs that were trained in the both quarter 1 and 2. We also wanted to train 300 provincial officials, and this we had trained in the first quarter. On the 75 targets, we provided training on 732 officials were provided training. And here, I'm absolutely sure it might seem as an under-target. And what happened here is when we were able to program, we were able to get all the community development workers in one instance and provide training. And there is evidence for this application conducted. We also wanted to provide training the second quarter of 75 provincial officials and 46 officials with training. And from the program, the food for all, where we wanted to provide access to food to households and individuals, we have targeted to provide 75,000 households with equitable access to food. And instead, in the quarter one, 7,422 households were provided access to food through the FGA food delivery program. And during the second quarter, once we affected 75,000 households with equitable access to food, instead of 38,722 households that were accessing food through the FGA food program. We had also wanted to conduct the provide of 300,000 households as an annual target, and we had divide this 75,000 per quarter, and by end of the third quarter we had overachieved the 75,000 quarterly target and 308,559 households were profiled, and by end of the third quarter is 300,084 households have been profiled. Also, food for all, we wanted to ensure that 7,000 people access to food through food banks, and by end of the second quarter, 267 people were accessing four telco banks, and by end of the second quarter, it was something 14, 14 children who were accessing. So this is far above the 125,000, which is in total target in both instances. In other words, I want to take through the overall comments in terms of how we analyze this. For us to determine the process, to what extent our group determine the factors are using the three different colors at the columns here, as you'll see in my next slide. So I'll first look at the first quarter, which is April to end of, beginning of April to end of June 2018. In terms of we have achieved 64% of our group determined target by end of the first quarter. 20 of them that have been in progress and 16 not been achieved. So a total of 54 of the planned targets have been met, and targets that are in progress partially about 20%, and this is between and the number of targets that have been achieved is only 50%. And the reason for that is the recent level of meeting, lack of capacity, and a bit some of the stakeholders. Particularly internally ones who were mentioned as reason for non-achievement on some of the interests where we still should be focused. Now on the second quarter, I call it adjacent or parallel to the first quarter is the normality. You can see that what achieved 64% during the first quarter, like full achievement, in the second quarter it was mainly, it was only about 50% of the targets that we were able to make fully. And 21% between those that are in progress, then 29% those that are not fully achieved. Of course, there are reasons and challenges that we should provide the story for us, for, especially for those that are in red or those that are in progress. Of course, the implementation of the EFT's problems are set by multitude of challenges. And also there are issues of limited capacity due to the accumulation of some of the services by some of the senior managers during the reporting period. The other reason, the infrastructure for social security is not yet full-fledged or operational as we are reporting under two periods. And such a lack of funds are affected is working during the period under review. The department has with other institutions, both governmental and non-governmental, implementing some of the projects as well. That provides some of the delays and in terms of creating institutions that impact in the rate in which the department delivers those mandates. And projects then get affected by this, including delayed approval, for example, of a comprehensive social security reform. And finally, the reporting lines with projects need to improve in order to address challenges, such as lack of timely reporting by some of the projects. Of course, there are interventions that we come up with. Here I'm presenting the high level one. That are much more complex, but I'm sure they are appropriate specific ones, and I hope my colleagues, project managers, they will be able to act in areas where I'm going to tell God's answer is today. Some of the interventions that we can highlight is that there are now, we have institutionalized the regular program performance review studies, which we are doing internally with the finance as well as the strategy units. And there are issues as well that we have agreed upon as part of the improving performance. Part of it is that programs with prototype projects in terms of their training and procurement plan, so that those things are in place. We make sure that the program managers are committed to fast-track projects where the partial achievements. And also the bid adjudication as well as bid evaluation committees committed as well to meet frequently to ensure that we fast-track the performance and approval processes for follow-up on all identified projects for those that we need to assess. And also the department is working on developing a standard approach to processes, such as the terms of reference, pressure, and offer capacity given those to avoid delays in approval of such processes. And also the department has improved working relationships with the provinces through among others the joint sector in trading, SSDF, as well as some of the initiatives such as the project we call that the minister has launched, because we are constantly improving and constantly in the communities. So that's how we've been able to make sure that we improve in terms of how we move. The rule of that when we present the third and the fourth. This is the end now. I'll hand over to my colleague, the acting chief financial officer, to present the secretary and father of the member of the
father. If you want to
I'm going to go through the presentation on the document. The presentation this morning will mainly around the summary for the first and second quarter, the summary of the social assistance grants, the year-to-date expenditure for the two quarters, and some of the challenges that we have in the department. Basically, the department, based on our voted funds for 120.4 billion, we have spent up to the end of September 50.1% of the budget. In quarter one, we spent 29 billion, which represents 25.71%. That's in the second quarter, and in quarter one, we spent 34.9%. The average expenditure then for quarter, for both quarters, was then 25.1%. In terms of the expenditure per program, for administration, we spent for the two quarters 133 million. That represents 55.86%. For social assistance, we spent 56 billion. And that was 50% of the allocation. For social security and administration, we spent 3.1 billion, which represents 49.54%. For welfare services, policy development implementation support, we spent 266 million, which was 52% of the allocation. And for social policy integrated services, we spent 143 million, which represents 49.41%. In total, we spent 50.01% of total budget. In rand value, that was 60.2 billion. In terms of the economic certification, on compensation of employees, we have spent 156 million. That was 45.84%. For goods and services, we spent 146.5 million. That was 49.21%. On our transfers and subsidies, we spent 29.1 billion. Sorry, 59.9 billion. That was 50.3%. And then payment for capital assets was 2 million, 2.5 million. That was 39.63. In terms of the action that we took to improve the measure of expenditure, we've make sure that we improve the functioning of our bid evaluation committees and our adjudication committees, and these committees have met regularly to make sure that the due process are followed in terms of all the performance. We also have regular meetings, management meetings to review actual expenditure against allocated budget and also against the performance plan, as Mr. Kutalez alluded. We've got regular interdepartmental meetings to resolve issues in our spending. And we conduct oversight versus the NGOs that we see funding from the department. What we've also done in the second quarter, we have reprioritized our budget based on key priority areas, which would act in age aspiration programs, youth mobilization, gender-based violence, extending the social development footprint, and the social development of government activities. In terms of social grants, in quarter one, 29 billion was spent, quarter two, 27.4 billion was spent. in terms of a breakdown of the social grant expenditure. For OLED, we spent 22.6 billion for 51%. War veterans, 4.3 million for 53.42%. Disability grant, 9.3 billion or 49.63%. Foster care, 2.7 billion or 49.50%. Care dependency, 1.2 billion or 62.05%. Child support grant, 20.2 billion, 48.56%. Grant in aid, 134 million or 44%. And in social relief, 109 million or 50%. In charge, 50.06% of the spend of grant. Just to make committee members aware, some treasures that we have is that we, our budget in terms of our allocated budget is for the insufficient for the wide scope of responsibilities that department has, but we have part of discussion for the budget in looking for ways to increase the budget under the department. Also, there's an increased demand for our services, whilst we have not enough resources. And then also continue to have a shortage of social workers to provide the services that's why by legislation. Thank you.
Thank you for the presentation. You commented that after adding the security money committee and the authority that so the subtraction policy meetings, even though we have actually asked them, because it really helps with the communication time and all. So I'm really interested and thank you for your attention. Now, if there's anything I'd like to add before we can ask some questions. Thank you very much. I think in the overall, our report has touched on the key areas that we are focusing on. And there are areas where we have, during the two last quarters, improved, for instance, early childhood development. We think right now there is a lot that we are doing because there is an audit that a conduction of early childhood development has helped us. And what we've been trying to do is ensure that we provide a room that don't meet the minimum bare standards with those minimum bare standards, because we have said that as many children as should go to any church from development, and that we have committed to the first 1,000 days of the child. But also we are trying to focus on non-standard aid in child development, and the free stage is one of the promises that has tried to take this up. But as we NDA is running a program which is called Adopt and Institute. This is also meant to try and ensure that we mobilize South Africans around any child development, but also try and ensure that where institutional standards do not meet the standards, we find communities that are expected to improve the quality of those institutional standards. We have a brand new DPG for social security, Mr. Magwaza. And we think we are going to be able to improve when it comes to the issues of the inspectorate and the processing of the appeals, because we at least understand
where the problem is, where it comes from. I think it's in the documents that are not submitted in process. So it makes it difficult for us to complete them on the correct time. And we think we will be able to fast track the process because we now understand where the challenge is. And one other thing that we've focused on, the NGO, they are seeing a very big challenge, more particularly when it comes to transformation. But again, working hand in hand with MDA, we're trying to ensure that the most important challenges that are facing us in this area, like the issues of governance, and had through the training of the NGO, as well as trying to ensure that we integrate them, because training is not just enough. And when it comes to alcohol and substance abuse, we think we are going to be able to build the, we have asked for more money so that we can build two centers in the two provinces where we don't have a rehabilitation center, and we think to start with in mind for those two centers, because alcohol and substance abuse is one of our problematic areas. And then in strengthening our work, we've tried to focus on the 1,300 goals where it is poverty as well as housing and workplace. We've identified some areas. We've identified some areas in housing and residential because they are not, they don't fall within the 1,300 words where we have flooded ocean. And here in the Western Cape, as well as more particularly income and the farming areas, housing, periphery of the metro, as well as KZN, in the terminal, we have a very high level of malnutrition. So that's why we also try to scale up when it comes to food security. And we are not only focusing on the food patterns or social relief of distress. We are also focusing on parenting. Secondly, we are also focusing on one family, one food garden, because we think that we are having this problem because families don't eat a balanced food. I think other issues will respond when the committee members, the honorable members, ask questions. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the presentation. Members, the presentation for me, I am in the station and today was the one. One of the camera and one of my arguments and one of the proposals.
Thank you, Shepherdson. And thank you for the department. It's a very important presentation. But the Shepherdson this position is very good and it showed us we are with the family issue on the ground, but there is some one question that I want to ask the family because the nation, the non-profit organization and in that non-profit in the they mentioned even the this one is 2,500 NGOs on the cash, on government and the elements apply as the NGO FDA. But the dimension is very key where it's been like a monetary evaluation, because we are a corporate NGO. If they didn't monitor these NGOs and NPOs, we have a problem in the community. I can mention one NGO, I forgot the name really, not whether it's Bambanan or it's Bambanan in Africa. That NGO is NGOs who were not NGOs of the people, they were NGOs of friends. Why I'm saying this, Chair? The owner of the chairman of that NGO go collect food transfer from wherever. And when they come with it, it didn't give the real people that they're supposed to get. He called, she should call his, her friends, her family, she took that, give them food passes, which was wrong there. People who were supposed to get those food passes, they were still hungry, and they were supposed to eat that food passes and drink that. But he didn't do that. I want to do it. He didn't mention that. A monetary evaluation of these NGOs and NGOs and our minister said, in NGOs, that challenge and that problem starts, but not all of them, but starts. We do have challenges and problems. So I want to hear from the president, if they still want a big organization, who gonna look after them to make sure that they're doing the things that they're supposed to do in the community? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just for the government about the report, I can have you some questions. My first question is, you were speaking about the programs that are achieved and not achieved. And then, to the program that are achieved in the NPCs in the report, is but to the program that are not achieved, you didn't mention. You said you mentioned that is, we want to know which programs that are not achieved. Secondly, is the issue of money. I believe that the huge money will turn into the social in the end of the term. Why I'm saying this, if you can look at the compensation of the employees after this fire, the huge money that in the division. So it means that those money, that money will all pay for the payment. Whereas we are taking with the people that are listed, with the staff, and the social workers. So I just want to know that is this the way that money will go back to the social, or are you going to employ another people? CFO, at the last one, you said some problem might be due to the link of the not of the social workers. So we don't have social workers, there is money for employment, and then we don't employ social workers to take money back to the soldiers. I think.
Thank you, Jen. Thanks for the presentation. Just looking back to some document that you presented, thanks for passing what you have achieved, but you have said at the end last quarter 25% of targets not achieved. Can you give us some indication of what is achieved? Because you haven't mentioned that in the document. Maybe it's about your statistics, which I appreciate, but if you need to tell us what hasn't been achieved. And on the food program, the minister mentioned the 1,300 watts that have been targeted by the department. You haven't specifically mentioned it in the document at all. But I was wondering, would that include, the slides 32, 33, and 34, would that be incorporated in the 1,300 wards that have been targeted in the British community? And how far are you through those wards? And do you expect to finish before the end of the year, financial year, that is? Then on slide 26, do we see older persons, you haven't mentioned anything about the electronic register that was supposed to be up and running by now. Can you have any indication that the electronic register was used of older people? is actually up and running, and if it isn't, why not, and then we're going to be up and running. Then on page 17, just to do with, on page 16, to do with the adoptions. Well, I know you, but you have it as your target of what or how many children you want to adopt. And but the fact of the matter is they have what close to 2 million kids in the country as an adoption. So I thought that the department was going on a program to encourage people to start adopting children where they could obviously, and obviously the follow procedure. But it doesn't seem like the program is working very well, or people aren't taking up offer of adopting children in the same way in the country. And on page 13, you've talked about the screening of child protection register, as you screen, you consider your target. But my question is screening against what? This has always been a question mark about the accuracy of that data, the number of people on the register, because we have some indication of how many people actually are on the register. And I'm sure you would have anticipated I was going to ask that question anyway. So I want to know, you're screening people, which is great, that you have to do in accordance with the law, but the actual integrity of the child protection register is questionable in my mind. And I want to know from you how many people are actually on the register today. And then another thing you missed out on children, which I would like to see, was your deadline for the amendments to the Children's Act. We haven't spoken about that. How far is the process? When do you expect to table the amendments? When you start the process of consultation? And when, and so when do you expect to finish that process? Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you. the one that we only knew a non-compliant, and I just want to know if the non-profit organization was compliant, how did we have them to say anything in place to help those who are not compliant?
Thank you, for all your attention. I have two questions that I want to ask. How many NGOs do you have? And are you finding? And what are the initial targets? And how much have you budgeted for this NGO? Honorable members, Clara earlier on asked about the monitoring mechanism. As you trust this NGO or NGO, you also monitor if that thing what they are supposed to be doing. Do you have any questions directed at that group with that? Well, the problems that she has, I think, are the problems that are experiencing different consequences. When you find people being funded by government but giving something up, and I don't think what the intention of the family is for. Can also brief that about the implementation of the financial award policy to the NGOs. And I think every member would have said that the education also did. And I mean, when you are presenting about the targets and what they achieved, which is also welcome by this committee, because it shows that you are doing people are expecting you to be doing. But when we look at page 38, it actually talks differently from what we've been presenting. Because we could not get what was not achieved. It was not gained here in your presentation. I'm not saying that, but I think there's a better way of you. If you hit that, if you take that page alone and read your presentation, it's actually connected to what the area is presenting. So I'm not sure how you put it in practice. And the minister talks about 1,300 words are in Polish, and especially 1,300 words, we have ended up to see how the result of the word emission. But what I wanted to ask was that the modern point, the amount of research, modern point of the most important area, is the 1,300 words part of the modern point or is it outside that? But also what I want to ask is that are we improving? I mean, we talked about one mechanism of us improving for having a dependent society of, introducing food gardens to different communities or different populations. It's an excellent job. Do you have any other programs for us, in other countries, becoming here and talking about the 1,300 words that are in Polish? We need to see improvement in terms of what the government is doing to make sure that there is not much dependency. And the people are helping themselves to make sure that they go to get schools and like going to get the kind of pension.
Thank you, Chair. We will then have friends, members of the delegation on the question of the however, before they come in, there are some key points that Minister would like to make, and I'll then ask colleagues from this panel to address specific questions that your project delegation has of the different branches of the
I think the must be understanding that it is probably that funds mainly NGOs, more particularly because they do welfare services well. There are NGOs that we are funding as national. And the main issue that we will be discussing with them certainly is transformation. That is what we've been monitoring them on. Number two is where the people are. Because NGOs as opposed to delivering services on the ground. But also, thirdly, it is national that approves or grant a permission to NGOs to do their work. And then thereafter, they start applying for funding, but they must be following a number of demands to be able to get permission to work. Secondly, for the whole of the financial year, we've been running a roadshow in all the provinces after what happened at the beginning of last year, when we found out that many NGOs had not submitted a report and financial statement, and they automatically went out of the system. So we tried to ensure that we go closer to them and try and deal with the challenges. And part of the work that we've been doing is to register all those that have found it difficult to register at a national level. But also we're trying to move some responsibilities of registration to provinces, because there are NGOs that can be registered by provinces. And one other thing that has been lacking, more particularly in the new NGO capacity building, we are also focusing on capacity building. I think the international body will give us the total number of NGOs that we are having. But one other thing that has made us to focus on NGOs is that there are provinces where employment for women depends on NGOs. So, for instance, in Hong Kong, when you have a family with them, maybe you have a 1% of men, 99% of women. And then also, you know, the case, they also depend on soft jobs, and also they employ women. So that is why we're saying that we must give ourselves every time to train the workers as well as try and ensure that we help them understand governance issues. And one other important element is that in this whole thing, we're trying to ensure that there is a relationship between national, province, and local government, because most of social development work needs a high level of integration. And then I will go to the issue of 1,300 awards. 2010 and 2011, we had we focused on different events. And then in 2012, we sat down to say this was not working, because we would come across the same problems in different areas. Secondly, the accessibility of social development was also a challenge. And we found out that the structural differences that were there before had not been dealt with. So that is why it has been difficult for our people to access as a social development. In many instances, people have to pay to access us. So we thought that it is better for us to have a bigger program
this is not a only going to focus on a few people. And then we looked at the criteria. At the beginning, we thought we would be able to do all the provinces at the same time. But we found out that we could not do this. So the criteria that we found better and manageable was the criteria of accessing 1,300 grants that were pronounced by the SSA as the poorest of the poor ones, but also most of those ones are the ones that have been declared by government as poor and have been northern point. Also, the system that was used by both government and SSA took the Western Cape and held them as a province that can do things on their own. And they did not consider that most people are migrating to urban areas to look for work, and they are in the periphery of the urban areas, and therefore they stay in Kwala. So this is how we structured our program. And one other element, the former Bantu Stan area, we found out that there is a problem, as well as the Fani area. We also found out that there is a problem, not here in the Western State only, throughout the country. But one other challenge that was identified is the challenge of seasonal workers, where you have people who work 6 months and don't work 6 months. Now, what we identified in this area is that you have families that are not functioning. You have challenges of abuse of women and children. You have challenges of alcohol and substance abuse. We have teenage pregnancy, drop out, unemployment, high levels of unemployment, and many other challenges. And they are communities that are not functioning properly. And this is how we structured our program, and we call increasing the footprint of social development. But also social development, we found out that we've not limited some of the powers in the district. We've also not looked into the issue of accessibility. We look at, a more technical issue. For instance, a social worker must drive a car for 3,000 kilometers a month, and thereafter a car should not be used. And if you talk about the Northern Cape, this is not possible. And policy makers in the national office stick to their policies, but there is no way of getting down to communities and check if the NGOs are functioning properly, are delivering services properly, they are paying social workers properly, because there is also a funding for social workers in the funding that you give NGOs. There are also institutions for older persons, children, people with disabilities. We also have a foster care. It is going proper because there are foster children. There are child-headed households. How are those children? Are they not going to fall within the track?
how do we ensure that we monitor them and ensure that they go to school, pass grade 12, and pass to university? I thought maybe we will be given an opportunity to come and start this report of what we have achieved as social development. And we have a feeling that the budget that we are getting will not be able to cover the issues of welfare services, social assistance. When it comes to grants, we are doing very well. And then there is also a challenge when you come to the issue of the child support grant, where people see that if you give a grant to a family, that is enough. There is lack of understanding that the grant just takes you to some level, and that if you get employment from EPWP, you must reach a level where you say that the salary is enough to take the family forward. But also, some of us have a belief that a grant is a silver bullet when it is not a silver bullet. It works with a social wage. I don't also want to go into that. And then the part that we think we have to strengthen is the part of integrated development. So as to ensure that people get in through or come into welfare services, social assistance, and then integrated development. But also, this means that our policies must strengthen provinces as well as local governments. But one other thing that has been a big challenge is that, for instance, members have touched on the issue of social workers. Yes, we recruit social workers. And the work agreement that the government was going to put money for their absorption in the budget of provinces. And some of the provinces have used that money for other things. And we again last year asked for more money, which also went to provinces. So the issue of the employment of social workers lies with provinces. But also what we have done as social development is to call on all the social workers that are unemployed and those that are employed by other agencies but would like to come back into government. And we have also launched a structure of retired social workers or veteran social workers, because I think we need to try and ensure that we bring back the dignity of a social worker. Honorable members, let me go to various areas and they will find out that the performance of a social worker does not meet the required standards of what a social worker is meant to do. And I thought the team was speaking about that. And we also want to try and ensure that in the next financial year, we just focus well on social workers. So the issue of Mikondo focuses on the 1,300 wards and some of the wards in the Western Cape as well as Gauteng. And we have actually covered more than 50% of those wards. And we are also working with the University of KwaZulu-Natal so that we can be able to contextualize the challenges that we are facing, the social development. I think if I speak in our language as parliamentarians, because we are politicians, we need some revolution in social development so that our social workers can understand that there are new challenges in the country and they have to be dynamic and not stereotyped. And so this is why part of the program that we want to focus on in the next financial year is ensuring that we have the right people that are going to be able to absorb or understand the challenge that we are facing and respond promptly to those challenges. And if they don't understand what they are supposed to be doing, we must also have a door open so that we can be able to assist them and empower them to deal with those challenges. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. We will capture with questions in and around the non-profit sector and to those issues, questions that were raised by Honourable Member Kara, Honourable Member Mafula spoke about the one that identified what kind of place to provide them, as well as yourself, Chair, when you put it out to the issue that this is a problem. I'm going to ask DDG Energy Pilot to basically lead us on questions on NPOs and on the issue of the Police and Financial Award. I would like this Ms. Tony Rimado to add in the providing provision. We will then, Chair, go on to the target that we have achieved after we have the NPOs. Ms. Energy Pilot, please.
Yes, in terms of the NPOs, I think I should agree with the members that the Department of Social Development implements or administers the NPO Act, which is the act responsible for registration of non-profit organizations. In other words, licensing them to be able to practice legally. As we stand now, not necessarily in the first quarter or third quarter, there were 117,093 registered NPOs in the database, of which 40% of those NPOs, 40% of 117,000, which is about 45,900, are on their daily basis of social defense. So which means that the majority of the NPOs are set up to the switch includes NGOs that include ECDs, older persons, women, foster care, all those problems. In terms of the database and what is coming in the database, in terms of processing, we did hear as 97%. At the present moment, when it's done, you apply this week, in 3 weeks' time, you will be registered. And that's not how we work. But we have seen a lot of increase in terms of compliance. At the beginning of the year, only 60% of all applications were correct and effective. As we stand now, over 30% of all applications that come to the National Department are right. Now, there's two types of monitoring compliance of the non-profit organization. In terms of the NPO Act, each registered NPO needs to report back what they are doing and how far they have gone, who has funded them. They need to submit those reports to the office in Pretoria. We have seen a very high number of compliances by NPOs at the present moment. Almost 50% of all NPOs are compliant, and that's after we have seen the department, I think the minister mentioned the issues of the outreach programs, the road calls, and the awareness campaigns that we have done, where a lot of NGOs now are reporting back in terms of the NPO Act. In terms of funding, the department at the national level implements policy on financial award. The policy was approved 2 years back. Each and every province is using that policy as a guide on how they need to fund NGOs in all 9 provinces. And each province under Program 2 for the province, they've got a dedicated capacity or staff that does funding on the NPOs. They also provide the monitoring of the NPOs after selection. And we have, I think our minister raised this issue of the monitoring of the funded NPOs. I think we are waiting at a global model where he will be able to have a system from national up to the province in terms of how we monitor these NGOs. There are incidents, I think Honorable Magabo has mentioned, that we will need detail of that NGO. In terms of the NPO Act, if an NPO that didn't operate according to the objectives or the rationale in which they are established, we can go and close that NGO. So we will need to detail them of that, and also to be as part of the community monitoring of the NGO that we have established. The status of the implementation of the KFA, all provinces are implementing political financial work in terms of how they fund their NGOs in all nine provinces. The second question, Chair, if I can come on it, there was a question on the Minister's side on that, the 1,300 walls, whether it includes the old northern area that we identified. Yes, it includes all northern walls, it also includes the war on poverty wall, it also includes what the Department of Agriculture calls, rural development calls, the comprehensive rural wards. And these are all 7 wards, 7 provinces, which exclude only Western Cape. Western Cape and Outback. But we didn't added the areas like Alexander, Art, because it was on the old northern area and the areas where there are informal settlements. We also need to look at the ZSA that directs us in terms of their household survey. They also found that there's a lot of poverty in cities. That's not just in the cities. There's a lot of poverty that we have extended. In our approach to ensure that communities are aware, communities have information, and also to assist communities where they are. Through Mekonza, we implement a lot of programs. For example, our waste problem. There are shows where we ask NPOs to come to register and provide reports. We also find a lot of needy and poor families during the Mekonza visit. And I hope I think that after the end of the year, we'll be coming back to report in terms of the number of words that have covered the past so far. And the listeners have applied almost 6,000, we were at 641 words in December, and we hope at the end of March we will cover 1,700.
Thank you. Well, Ms. Ingwano, is there any issue you'd like to make today? Thank you. Then please turn our attention to those targets that were set in the first quarter and the second quarter of last year. Chair may appoint that if you look at slide 38 and listen to the story we're telling you, it sounds clear that there's a difference there. But I would appreciate even better if we go to the slide that shows both quarters, which is slide 41. So what about slide 41 here, from the first quarter and the second quarter, side by side, where in the first quarter, it's in the percent of the target that are not achieved, as well on the second quarter, 10% of the not achieved. What I'm going to do is that I'm going to ask Mr. Salevo to start responding specifically to that, and then I'll add to that.
Thank you, Mr. Professor, for your speech. And thanks, Chair, and honorable members. I think when I started the presentation, I did mention that this represents a small portion of the digital government.
is proof that if you look at the first quarter, now all the professors have been sent to 1 million euros. Is not based on all the 5 conferences from administration and the transport and department, in which everything has to speak to whatever percentage is getting, including 64% trade and the subjected by different categories of customers. But I want to say, in as much as we have made conversation on the main material 5 conferences, they don't constitute the total percentage of what is expected from our city. I know that it's good jobs, but they're not only good jobs, because even if you look at the organization currently, we look at how we have done in terms of the overall program, we can reflect like number 2. We have not done very well in terms of profiling and making sure that households are accessing the food, but we have done well in terms of individuals. So we have less achieved on that one. Outside like number 3, for example. Go to the problem of further access as well as number 3. We have not done well in terms of accessing the community based care services for this, but especially the second quarter. He said we have underachieved and only done 6 of them in the second quarter as compared to the target. If you look at the way of delays as well in terms of the work we're trying to do on initial development, because there were delays in terms of making sure that the service provider is appointed on time, is assisting us on the 3 areas that we're going to do, which is the ECT policy, the work we're going to do in terms of the packaging of any type of development services, as well as HR as well. So there's different delays in terms of that. Also, the way delays in terms of the cabinet approval of the digital transformation plan, as well, which affects some of the work that we follow, which work has to do with the monitoring and support that should provide in the implementation of the digital transformation plan itself. So these are some of the areas that began to give this attention. It's not that I was only presenting the big and good stories, but within the presentation as well, there are some of the areas. We have not done very well when it comes to the problem in terms of the admin. The target we always said of 50% we have not achieved in Bogota. We have not done very well as well on the tech dependency grant in the very same presentation that I presented. We have not done well. Also on the NPO official as well. So I think the presentation does have a balance of both where we have achieved very well, where we have not, and where the progress, where the achievement is not. But as I said, we can provide a very detailed report on both of us where the members can really dig down and look into the detail of all the programs. But here, the focus of the ministerial priorities, and it looks like what 47 slides that we are talking about, and the full report would have been much more longer and more detailed than what you presented. But as I said, the summary presentation has to put you in order to put up and show it does not reflect exactly everything that is going in the party. It's a reflection of how the rest of the department has performed along the categories that you represent.
Yes, Chair. I do think that it's a slide for me, slide 15, slide 21, slide 22, slide 23. The very clearly organized way we must participate in the. However, we also do need to concede and agree to the committee that the committee will appreciate that if we're taking the 15 non-achievement of the first quarter and the 29% non-achievement of the second quarter and focus on which one of those are not the reason. What kind of connection which for them. I mean, we're pretty clear about that, Chair. And we could, if the committee were to require us, be able to provide that. Chair, I'm very sorry about this. I feel that we've been preaching it all over. I hope I did not spoil your mission. However, it's a question that came from the committee. There's a question that came up from the Honourable Member Makula was asking about how do we assist the NPOs listeners to file they apply but were found to non-compliant. And this was part of the question. What is that? And Mr. Scholar, if you can take that, and after you appeal to Mr. Spanish, our FPCFO would also like to share with the committee is the question that the chair raised. about how many individuals do we have or are funding the resolution department, and how much the budget for those. The budget for those. So the CFO to address the answer to that question after we finish my all of you in this one.
Thank you. Thank you, IPBD. The concept in terms of the registers and access policy, when all NPOs have applied and we find that an NPO that we comply in terms of application or registration, we have got a monthly, okay, let me send the list of all NPOs that could not register to come for capacity building. In terms of the NPO Act, Section 5A, it requires us to provide capacity to NPOs who are in there to be able to register. So provinces, CDCs will be stressed to ask them to register. This is done on a monthly basis. In some instances, they don't comply only because they left one line. For example, the line which is very famous is the area where they will indicate when is their financial year ending, which is very simple. You can deal with that NGO without sending it to the college. You just send a letter to them, or call them, and say, can you send your constitution, that line? Once you send them, you will be deemed to discharge. And in areas where you find that is a real capacity, because this registration, as they said, it's a window which you always judge the needy and the capacity that our communities will have. You look through that. If you find that from the section other throughout the country in different areas, you will find that the NGOs that come from the rural, most rural areas are the ones struggling. We then dispense the problem to go and do capacity. Presently, we have got NGOs that have capacity, we have got the provinces. We also have a roadshow. Our roadshow is based on the data that comes from that we get when we register to say that a lot of NGOs are rejected from this area. So then the roadshow will go to that area to assist them. But also, we also do individual NPOs assistance and opposed to community, the community wide assistance. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just in terms of the budget for the NPOs, we mainly fund the national councils and associations to the tune of 73 million in the department. And it's mainly around HIV prevention, youth normalization, food security. Those are the main areas that we fund.
May we then turn our attention to mostly the questions that were asked by Honourable Member Watson. Mr. Malo, can you put, take this question, the first one really on slide 26 on all the declarations of that, what progress was made in the department about that, and then adoption, the fact was made that there's about 2 million children in South Korea in adoption, why are we not included in the country, and the issue of health professional as well as amendments. Over to you.
Thanks, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. I'll start with the electronic register for board assessment. The register is complete but not yet operational. As we speak today, there was a 3-day training on the JPTF plus the department from the NGO. The training is completed today. We plan to go live on 1st of April 2014. The second question was around the adoption. In terms of the adoption, we really promote national adoption, but we also encourage international adoption, but basically we start at home. Currently, we also keep a register for adoptable children and also protective adopted parents. In the register now we do have 470 children and 371 parents. We do have a lot of children who need
protection, but we also explore other avenues to ensure that our children are protected. In terms of Second Amendment for the Act, our current management department is to make sure that we submit to cabinet this financial year, as we have submitted last year to cabinet the draft for them to finish us to consult. The amendment was gazetted till last year November. Now we are working on the consolidation of inputs that we received. We are planning to go back to cabinet before the end of financial year to say, here the comments and this is the final document so that we can approve them, we can issue this department when we don't have control of the process thereafter. In terms of, there was also a question of treatment centers. We do have 8 state facilities. We have 2 in Davis and Western Cape, we've got 3, Mpumalanga 1, Houghton 1. In Northwest, we don't have a fully fledged treatment center. However, we have a hospital ward that has been certified by the province to provide treatment. And then in Home West, they've just finalized their building. They are treatment center of the operational command after 2014. As the minister has alluded, Treasury has allocated a fund, $150 million over the LCS, to build facilities in the following provinces, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, a fully fledged one in the Northwest, and Western Cape. In terms of community-based care assessment, there was a question as to why certain provinces. We have targeted different provinces for different quarters. However, if you look at the presentation, there's an area where we didn't do well. I think instead of 20, we assessed 6. So we have a care factor that will include all the areas that are not achieved so that we achieve our annual target coming in the financial year for the third and the fourth quarter. In terms of child protection register, the number that we screen through the market is 488 people that are currently in our register. So the number of thousands that we see is the number of requests that we receive for screening. However, the number of people registered in our register is unsuitable to what children are 488. However, I acknowledge the challenge that we really need to interface the sexual offences register also, because the challenge is that we don't know and we don't get information in terms of the number of people who have been convicted with sexual offences registered in terms of that sexual education. However, I need to indicate that we are working with the Department of Justice. We have finally agreed and we have a concept document that we want to to our political principals to approve both the Minister of Justice and our Minister to look at before we can finalize the agreement, because it causes us to amend certain clauses both in the Special Offences Legislation and also in the Children's Act. Because in the Special Offences Legislation, that's why they are not giving us information. There's a specific clause that raises certain issues of confidentiality that we cannot share with any other stakeholder information from that register. So I think basically those are the questions.
Chair, thank you. We will then now turn our attention to the issue, Chair, that you raised when you were asking about 1,300 people part of this that was in the package, right? And then you ask the question, how are we as social development contribute to addressing the issue of the society that now largely is dependent on government and issues such as food government and later what government is doing to address it. Mr. Maguire, if you could have a take on the response to that, please. And then
according to thank you so much, Honorable Chair and other members. I think the Minister did mention on the issue of the food gardens and trying to reduce the dependence on the government issue. But there are other projects that the department is engaged on. There are some private projects that we're engaging on and trying to link the poor families on the economic opportunities.
over and above the issue of CWP, you find that the households, you find that there are kids that are accessing the ground. But there are so many people in the family that are not working, but they are able for it. So now our target is FASA, Service Development and FASA, and some other NGOs that are on drug development. We are trying to pilot that issue, what is it that we can do in order to try and link those families, those people that are able but are not working, unemployed, they are not having an unemployment insurance, they are not getting any money from anywhere. Because as it is right now, we are not in a position whereby those can get grants. So we are trying to pull them on the issue of cooperatives, the issues of training them to be entrepreneurs, and all those kinds. So we are piloting right now in Msunduzi area, in Kanyabute, and in Eastern Cape, I think three regions in Eastern Cape, then in Bulwan. You said you are going to do those three provinces and those wards, because we are using the communities and the provincial things that have been started, like Sumasake in Northern Natal, there's another one in Eastern Cape that is done by the provincial government, which just has into this and try around and try what it is that we can do in order to try and link all those people into the economic opportunity. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, not very my minister, she's very, very strong and has constantly taken us on the head. The National Department, SASA and NDA, apart from, for example, the cooperative that we've been about, having women, especially women, in rural areas, having to provide students from the group. We've reported the work that the department has, and the state of the community, and we hope that we can make May we then turn our attention to the last question that came from Honorable Member Kumar, which really revolved around the issue of lack of capacity. Every time we come here, that's so prepared. Honorable Member, I'm going to start by saying the following. If you would take our Health Department, the Department of Health, and the Department of Education, and you put all three of us side by side, the one very, very clear observation we make is that we are the worst in terms of funding. Now, as a department, our mandate has changed, Honorable Member. We used to be social workers dealing with, deviant behavior, very functional families, even the classic approach of the so-called case method. Today, we live in practice poverty across the country. Whether you're talking about social assistance, which are social grants that have been very, very successful in, or you're talking about social cooperatives like Mr. Magwaza, as just referred to, or you are even talking about mobilizing and organizing the youth in South Africa, as well as women in South Africa. So our mandate has been the department that expanded quite significantly. And with less funding, as you would see from the approach to departments like health and education. Secondly, there is a problem, honorable members, of social ills that we're facing. Those social ills, whether we're talking about gender-based violence, we're talking about substance abuse, we talk about endemic poverty, which is really very, very prevalent in our former homeland area, which are our current rural area. So again, when you just look at the fact that if you look at SASA, currently we're paying 16 million different types of social funds, which just says about the number of Africans that live in poverty and stuff like this. Take that number and look at the initiatives that are trying to make in terms of social cooperatives, the initiatives that are trying to make in other ways of finding of fighting poverty. We have been trying. The region minister said the project in Mekonso, which is a Shanghai word, meaning footprint. What really to do is follow. The reason behind Mekonso is to go to communities that can spare as social development and ask this question. Where are our services for social development? Are they readily available and accessible to our communities that we serve? That is a matter of their location. What is the quality of those services? And fourth, what kind of special man
in terms of their competence, in terms of their readiness in serving our own. So good point of me, also, we are painting a picture of the social development sector, i.e. the National Department, the 9 provinces, SAFA and NGC. We are then collecting information with the assistance of the University of Kwazulu-Natal. And we will come up with a status improvement plan that will then take to national treasury. So we'll take national treasury. National treasury, these are the challenges that we work with as a department, and we want to find the best way to be appropriate based on an analysis that we have already done. For instance, if I may expand a bit here, honorable members, we've spoken about early childhood development, which our current administration and government has identified as a key priority. We have to facilitate the training of ECD practitioners. We have to facilitate the establishment of those ECD services. We have to make sure that where those children are at those ECD centers, the three important things happen. That is, they receive nutritious food, they are exposed in a stimulating environment, as well as other related child development interventions, such as government. So we will upgrade the honorable member is still saying the problem of the lack of capacity for quite a while. But very, very clear in the department, if you look at the kind of challenges that South Africa is facing, and our mandate, unlike health, unlike education, where the mandates are very clear and specific, we are across the board. As one of our MECs, whatever it is that has happened, you are expected to be first, to be there, and to be the last. I'm sorry, whatever the next event or any sort of kind of disaster. So that's really where we are at. And that's just I can make in terms of capacity. We wish to have capacity and in the department of service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
because it was like focusing on issues that not like a very big meeting. I mean, yourself, professional social worker, but there is this additional thing to say you are different from the normal social worker. Different that you have been trained, tried and tested on number of things other than normal social worker. I just want to find out, or maybe before my accounting, the social worker is talking about this on the recruitment for the department. The dynamics that the department is bringing now, are those new recruitment going to new recruitment recruitment social worker, you are going to be in key about the dynamic that the department is experiencing. Just on the side of it, because at the end of the day, the way to do the human nature became on taking on what the social worker, will be living after this dynamic that the social development is experiencing. Just on the side of it, it will also cover everything that the human experience, the broader part of the environmental of social development.
Thank you. The NGOs in the department community, some of them are really not transformed, and I think they're talking about that. When we talk about compliance, this transformation part of the key compliance of the NGOs, because it's not sustainable, very important, and how we need to address the problem of transformation. The criteria that we need for adoption, because there are non-adoptable children, I just want to try to look at the issues that came out of the situation, but I think I'm very interested by the coordination that the department has made. Because I think if different departments don't talk to each other, it will be a problem. And the fact that you're making use of EPWP, making some training actually to the cops and all that. It's actually a good thing to tell that the social development department is doing what it's actually doing, looking at child from being born up to when the child is essentially and can be able to take care of itself. So I'm really impressed by that coordination and the fact that you do communicate all through the field of government. So that's the idea that you find in different departments. That's why there's a problem of the environment. Or if there's no communication, if there's no coordination, there is a problem of what the environment. And I want to thank you for that.
On the issue of cooperatives for women, I'm proud to say I'm going to remember from a lot of emphasizing that maybe expansion could also be that if you look at startups pay social workers, which means that they have a lot of money that they spend on buying food. We have a department of startups in working together to give each other that food is sourced from small and medium companies, particularly women's co-ops. When we were in Brazil for the field of COVID, we met a group of women who have cooperatives who are very, very active in the country and suffer impact in our country. So as a department, which is where we want to talk about poverty, I usually say this to colleagues of mine. We no longer walk into families and households just because somebody has done something wrong. We now march into families as strongly as trade and industry can, to start income generation projects that are sustainable. So if you look at the kind of expenditure that an organization such as ASA, for instance, has its control and command, there are certain important inroads that you can make in addressing poverty, particularly income poverty, which traditionally has never been our responsibility in the country. So I'm going to ask Ms. Nimaro to speak upon the recruitment of new social workers and whether
they have been exposed to the new challenges of the Department of Social Development, and I'm going to ask Mr. Chifale to talk about transformation, whether it's being an issue of emphasis amongst the NPOs, as well as options to the values are also a response that she gave. And I'll ask our minister to then wrap up for us.
Thank you, Honourable Chairman and Honourable Members. We need recruitment of social workers. What we need now is the orientation process that can really orientate them to what the way we need to operate in the challenges we experience, because the curriculum at school now, it doesn't really speak to the real challenge. We also took an initiative with the department working with the council and the Association of HR Institutions to say we then need to review the curriculum that is currently offered to social workers so that it responds to the challenge. So that the type of social workers that are produced are the ones that we fit in properly in terms of working and making difference in our people. So as a department, we're also looking at skills enhancement centers, because we have similar to, I don't know if members know the Transfield College, similar to that, so that they can always go for training and refresher courses, because social workers also get better out, and also we need an opportunity for us to be able to train them on continuous basis so that they're up to date with policies and legislation, and also share the issues that are coming up so that we can respond appropriately. But the main issue that we need to focus on is our orientation problem, so that before they see on the ground, we have to make sure that they are oriented towards the reality on the ground, although we do practical, but we need to prepare them to be able to fit in our community. Also, in the medium to long term, we are working on revisiting the current curriculum in the Association for Teacher Institutions. In terms of the criteria for putting people in rehab, it is stipulated, I would just request that maybe a standing procedure and criteria that is stipulated in our guidelines for members in terms of both national and international adoption.
Thanks very much. In terms of the NPO's transformation, during the preparations for the NPO's funding, we conducted the dialogue with all 9 provinces. One of the things that we did was to visit a lot of NPO's different areas, just to have a feeling of who they are, what they do. That's why, at the end of the summit, there was a proposal on the issue of inclusion of, there were 5 areas that we were looking at. One was to look at the regulatory framework of the NPOs change. Second was to look at the focus area of NPOs, 10-point plan. The third one was to look, we need to look at transformation. And the capacity building was one of them. And also the issues of the funding, where in a lot of NPOs in the most rural areas, we find that they are not funded. Funds still go to the NGOs that are in cities. So one of the proposals that we are working on is the issue where the regulatory framework would need to include issues of transformation as part and parcel that each NGO's need to create. On top of that, we are going to develop a transformation charter for the NPOs, so that we improve access to services, because if they are not transformed in other areas, we still find NGOs dealing with issues and only one regional groups have got more access than the other. The others are funded by more than one funder, whereas the NGO network is not funded and the needs next door are more than what they have. So, one of the things that we will include on the charter is that that charter will stipulate and it will be enforceable through our regulatory framework, which means when we review the NPO Act in the next financial year, we will include that as part of something that we need to enforce so that the transformation is not from the center. Thank you.
Thank you very much, some of the questions that have been answered
I'd like to repeat that our starting point with social workers next year will be social workers in that. So that we can speak about simple issues that all social workers understand. That's the starting from the approach and how do you do your work, issues of confidentiality and ensuring that the community has confidence in social workers. But also that when you go to different areas and find out why is this not done, the response that you always get is we don't have enough social workers. But when you don't have enough social workers, at least you must be able to account in terms of the work that you have done. So that is what I see. There must be a home living. You can't be a social worker and sit in the office and not visit people. And if you don't do that, if you don't have the understanding of what is happening in the area that you are serving. Secondly, on skill training, I must also say that a number of agencies, like Code International in Canada, have been inviting us to send our people for training. Also, Foundation Development has been training our people. And when as well as we on, it has been training a number of people. They've also been visiting other countries so as to see what is going on in those countries. SANMAC also has taken part of our people. And the SANMAC visits to other countries are very important for us. Because much as we have improved in terms of treatment, we also have to improve in terms of trying to ensure that people prevention programs must also improve. And what we have found out right now is that local agencies fund prevention more than treatment. So it's going to be important for us to focus on this. The issue of cooperatives and startups buying vegetables from small holders, farmers, as well as small farmers. And just to say that when you do this, you have to keep in accompany people and see where they have it. Because if you don't do that, you find out that they are taking from somewhere. And that does not empower them. And we must say that there are communities, not as well as spoken about the winning communities. I think we need to prepare and visit this place as the community, and the department. Because there is a community that is using grants to uplift itself in Jordan. And those are the people that we need to strengthen and try and ensure that maybe we use them as an example for other areas. If you want to borrow money, you borrow from them. If you want to build a house, they work together. they also own a big garden, and they are using a grant money, but they are ensuring that it is used properly, and that especially among them before it even goes out of the next day. We must also say that much as we always see wrong in the work that we are doing, there is high appreciation of what we are doing internationally. There are countries that have visited us to come and see our work. Some from Africa and some overseas. China, Thailand, Vietnam, and Africa, we posted Uganda, and Zimbabwe, and many other countries who want to see what we are doing. But also, we've been going to other countries to try and learn how we do some of the things, more particularly for cooperatives, because cooperatives have been crashing in South Africa. But one other thing that we are trying to do is to use agencies like Center for but we use the resources that are in the country for innovation, CFIR for innovation. Because we think we can use African or South African innovation to uplift the standard of work we are doing. There are programs in the industry where we have used the CSIR, and we are really moving forward when it comes to those programs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Chair. Thanks for the invitation and the contribution that we have today. I think we've learned a lot. What left for us to do to go there and monitor. We've told this good story, and I think some of the things that the department cannot reach out to is our duty as a public to make sure that we bring them to their attention. If our team is not working, I think we are the ones that fill the pitch, because we always go down to the people. So thank you so much for this presentation, and if you were to have a second item on the agenda, please add a sheet of the committee for the alliance for Africa. And we also need data on, I think we should have two more things about this one, and the other sheet of the alliance for Africa.
Thank you. Thank you.
something has been I was going to say, we're going to summarize and go straight to the situation, but here's the situation.
Recommendation that joint economic report or the recommendation. Can you go to the recommendation?
Having the devices and hand watch passed through the desk before the committee. And on number 7, which is page 8, bullet number 7, having considered and the devices on the annual report and performance of SASA, the committee made the following recommendation. The first one, The agent should present to the committee the plan it has submitted to the office of the AG, detailing how it would address the methods of emphasis raised by the AG office. The plan should include corrective measures that will be implemented in all the regions. The second recommendation made by the committee, the Minister of Social Development should ensure that SASA has a balanced gender representation in regional manager level, as currently there are only 3 females and 6 males that have raised the consent and the permission that the convention to follow. The third recommendation, the agent should provide the committee with a list of all SASA offices and payments that have been allocated. The fourth one, the agent should present its risk plan to the committee in the next financial year. The last one, the minister should ensure that the agency develops a strategy that will address the issue of traffic fines incurred by the official. I should have said those are the recommendations that are in the process.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Members, I think they were only two recommendations made by committee. Investment committee. One was that the committee commended the agency for the increasing allocation for project costs. This would enable it to reach more projects that are aimed at assisting core communities. Having this eliminated as a concern that was raised by the committee during the deliberation. So they made this recommendation for implementation by the entity through the minister. The second recommendation was that the committee recommended that the agency should consider conducting mid-year review of its tariffs. So they will over achieving and so forth. So that was the suggestion or recommendation for the committee. Thank you very much.
If you are saying these are recommendations by the committee, it's more like the recommendation by the department, I mean by the agency. You can just rephrase it. If you say the committee commended the agency for increasing allocation. Now, if the agency has increased allocation, but what are we saying with the committee? The president asked the committee, what are we saying? What is our recommendation with the committee? Are we saying the allocation then done by the agency to ensure the effectiveness. So now, as a committee, what are you observing? All of them have to say, let's work around that we can understand.
Thank you.
I think the previous challenge that the committee picked up from the department was that more money was spent on the I think the staff allocation than the project. So during the presentation, the department included that more money now has been put on project than the operational cost. So the members was the committee was five. Came to see that there is a change in the of professional cost and put more money on the project so that it can reach more communities and as well as our communities.
Then I suppose that you phrase the recommendation like the committee acknowledged the change is made on the project allocation, however though, because we need to have some input, however, the monitoring shall be continued annually or
for adoption of the paper. Now,
Thank you, members, for the photo. I think next week we have a meeting again. I think that as usual we have patients on time to attend us also to the collection and thank you for the contribution and thank you for the meeting today. Thank you for the presentation.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.